What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And it's also Hiroshima Day, the anniversary of the nuclear strike on the city of Hiroshima. And historians are still debating to this very day, was it really necessary to do this? Japan was already trying to surrender after Russia had come into the war on the side of the Allies. Japan felt they could hold off a U.S. invasion of the major islands, but they knew they couldn't do that if Russia came in on. So they were already trying to surrender. And the Hiroshima certainly wasn't the greatest destruction visited on Japan. The conventional firebombing of Tokyo killed far more people. And a lot of historians looking back at this have come down to the fact that having invested all that money in this weapon, the U.S. felt it was necessary to, first of all, demonstrate to the world that we really did have this powerful bomb. And second, that our government was psychotic enough to use it. So that may have been the real reasons behind Hiroshima and Nagasaki, plus testing out both designs for the bomb, the Fat Man plutonium bomb and the Little Boy uranium mine. All right, we're still seeing the aftermath of the weekend shootings in Dayton and El Paso. Trump is going to visit both El Paso and Dayton tomorrow. The Democrats are telling him that you should stay away because after all, you're indirectly to blame for all of this with your hateful rhetoric and your anti-immigration rhetoric, and really ultimately this is all your fault, you and your supporters, which is complete and utter nonsense. But they're really desperate to exploit this for everything they can get. Now, in El Paso, Mayor DeMargo, he's not going along with this blame Trump. You know, he said that the shooter obviously had problems, and there are problems with the story. And so news of Trump's planned appearance teed up this bitter, potentially bitter national political moment just 4 days after the shooting happened. By the way, somebody wrote on in with a really, really good question. And they're talking about the El Paso shooting. Allen, Texas, which is where the shooter lived, is 635 miles from El Paso, Texas. That's 9 hours, 35 minutes drive time. So this guy drives and drives and drives and then decides on this Walmart, why not carry out the attack at a Walmart near you? He lives in a very heavy Latino population area. It doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't. This is, again, I agree with all those other people who think this is another one of these USDA choice made in the U.S. government staged events to push the gun grabber agenda. Over at MSNBC, I mean, they're definitely jumping the shark over there. Chris Matthews is saying Trump wants to exterminate people. And that is also utterly absurd. Also on MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski is saying Democrats could get some traction after the shooting. See, this is a good thing. You know, this is actually going to help the Democrats. She's happy as all get out. So those on the left are continuing to make it crystal clear they'll do anything to make sure President Donald Trump isn't reelected in 2020. And they mean anything with an A, capital A. They're desperate to put one of their leftists back into the White House here, which won't change the war machine. It'll just change some of the domestic politics here. Over at CNN, Jake Tapper gets the Democrats to blame Trump for the shootings. But again, as we mentioned, the mayor of El Paso is saying, no, we're not going along with this. They're trying to lay the blame on the president for encouraging white supremacism. By the way, somebody did a graphic, and we have it linked to the front page of What Really Happened, showing all of the mass shooters of this year. And most of them are not white. So trying to spin this that the mass shooters are all white, that's another corporate media lie. Now, the American Psychological Association is out there saying, oh, we're fully in favor of gun control. The problem is the guns. You shouldn't blame mass shootings on mental illness, and you should definitely not blame the mass shootings on psychiatric medication. I mean, that's just silly. That's completely silly. And so they're out there saying, yes, the solution is ban all the guns. Take all the guns away from the law-abiding citizens because of the actions of a few crazy people. Now, let's do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Again, we know that people in cars will do very irresponsible things. They'll drink and drive, they'll speed, they'll drive recklessly. We had a bad one down here on Kamehameha not too long ago. And it's a tragedy when it happens, especially when people get killed. But nobody suggests taking cars away from everybody else because of the actions of a few malefactors. Only with the case of guns does one individual commit a crime with a gun, and the response is, oh, disarm everybody, take all the guns away. We'll all be safe and sound when the guns are taken away. By the way, that did not work in Great Britain. They banned all the guns. Now they've got a knife crime epidemic. So the next step is they're going to ban all knives that actually have a point on the end. They're going to go with, slicing knives for the kitchen, or what's called a pigfoot blade. It didn't work. The problem isn't the guns. The problem is something is causing people to just go off their rockers and commit these mass murders. That's if you believe the official story, which I'm not sure I don't. But just for the moment, let's stipulate that, yes, what we're being told by the corporate media is exactly what happened. Clearly, we've had a couple of people who just flipped out, went off the deep end, and went on a shooting spree. What's causing them to do that? Because all of us have political opinions. We all have opinions about immigration. We all have opinions about the opposite political party. Doesn't mean we're going to grab a gun and run out and start shooting people. Something else is happening there, and I think that we need to look into that issue of prescription psychiatric medication, especially those antidepressants. There is a known problem there. Congress even held hearings at one point on the link between SSRIs and violence. Nothing was done because big pharmaceutical corporations have lots of lobbyists with lots of lobbying money. But we law-abiding gun owners, gun enthusiasts rather, are being punished in order to cover up the fact that some of these medications are triggering violence. And as I mentioned yesterday, it isn't just mass shootings. They get the headlines. But we're seeing an increase in the incidence of road rage. We're seeing an increase in the incidence of police brutality. We're seeing an increase in the incidence of domestic violence, all perfectly in step with the saturation of the American marketplace with these drugs. Right now, one out of every four Americans is on some form of prescription antidepressant. We're drugging ourselves crazy. But it's making money, and so it's allowed to persist. Okay, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You know, I respect you a lot. I listen to you a lot, and everything you say is 99.99% correct. But I kind of feel, Mike, when you say that people who are committing these crimes because they might be on antidepressants, I kind of feel you're stigmatizing people like that. What do you think?
I'm not stigmatizing people like that.
Try to clear it up for me, please.
Okay, I'm pointing out there may be a problem with these medications. Now, in the early days of the mass shootings, you know, the media would admit, yes, this person was being treated for depression and was on antidepressants. Then when people started making that link, and SSRIstories.com was set up to document this stuff, then all of a sudden it went away. And under the excuse that dead people still have privacy rights, their medical histories were withdrawn. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but it's worth it again. Following the Sandy Hook shooting, there was a citizens group in Connecticut that went on in using their state's Freedom of Information Act to find out what medications the shooter had been on. And they were opposed by a lawyer from the state's medical office, medical examiner's office. Patrick Quanache was his name. And he made the argument that even if in this one case the medication had triggered a violent episode, that wasn't something the American people needed to hear because they might stop taking their prescribed medicine. And if you look at Connecticut's economy, a big part of it is pharmaceutical corporations. So, you know, I'm not stigmatizing people who are on antidepressants, but we know that certainly in the case of Columbine, the two shooters were on some very heavy antidepressants. Again, they stopped reporting on it when people started making that connection.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Phone lines are open. Okay. Mark Ruffalo basically came on out after the mass shootings over the weekend saying the only safe place in America is airports because they don't allow guns. Well, Mark, you're just a kid and probably not old enough to remember, but on the 27th of December 1985, there were two simultaneous terror attacks at the Rome and Vienna airports using assault rifles and hand grenades. 19 civilians were killed, over 100 others were injured. And I remember this event very clearly because I went through that same terminal at the Vienna airport just 24 hours later, and they hadn't cleaned up the blood. And that's an image that will stick with me for the rest of my life. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you asked the question, and I thought I'd call in on this topic. I mean, I could probably go on for half an hour on the lack, they call it standard of care, but it's really a lack of standard of care. I've had a couple of friends and people that I'm related to that are sucked into this psychotropic drugging cycle. And I asked this one gal, she was a nurse, she'd been in a horrific car accident, and since the mid-90s was on these SSRIs, and I said, and she was getting yeast all over her body. And, of course, one of the things that most of these have is a big tree of fluoride stuck on the side of them, and that helps to alter your gut bugs. There's more serotonin produced in your belly than there is in your brain.
Yes.
And it's the keep you awake and alert hormone for your brain. And then, you know, we're around all these devices. The blue screen devices have been shown to reduce your melatonin level by 30%. So you're never fully awake and you're never getting really good restful sleep. Now you throw in, you know, the antibiotics from the food and you throw your gut bugs out of whack. You've got all the sugar people are partaking in, causing inflammatory problems throughout their body. Now this gal, after 2 years of nagging her doctors, finally got her vitamin D level checked and her serotonin. Serotonin was undetectable. She'd been on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which what the heck is that going to do if you don't have any detectable serotonin?
Yes.
What is a reuptake? What's it going to do? And so I told her, I said, your profession has failed you miserably. And I asked her to watch some or look up on the internet some of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which is kind of an arm of Scientology, but they do have some good people involved that aren't Scientologists in their organization. They got some interesting videos on how the military is just overloaded with these drugs. And she had no, I think her vitamin D level was 7.
Yeah.
And she ended up killing herself. I told her to get.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, she ended up, I told her, I said, you need to get off the sugar, go to a Mediterranean diet, and get yourself three doses of Diflucan and take them 2 weeks apart. You know, take a, you know, as you get your yeast out of your body, every 2 weeks, you know, you'll reduce your sugar craving. She took all three of those at once and put herself in kidney failure and was dead within a year. So, I mean, her profession failed her miserably, and of course, yes, she did herself in with all the cupcakes and carbohydrates and stuff that she's constantly drinking, highly sweetened tea, and you know, it's a real, this carb addiction that most Americans have is a real problem, because they have actually engineered the food for the bliss factor,
yes,
using math and stuff. Well, also known.
Well, it's not just
woman.
That. There are actually chemicals in the food that make you want to eat more. Monosodium glutamate is one.
Yep.
Aspartame is
right.
Another.
Mm-hmm. There are,
because it boosts profits for the food companies.
Oh yeah, they'd love to keep us sick and on their drugs. I mean, big tobacco saw the handwriting on the wall 30 years ago and went into big food. They bought up Kraft and RGR and Nabisco and. The phthalates that they put in the macaroni and cheese apparently also have some addictive habit-forming qualities, but they also mimic estrogen, so they probably cause a lot of women to end up with breast cancer. It's not your, you know, their trailer park trash DNA is being caused to mutate because of this stuff. And this other gal I know. They just kept prescribing her lithium for 3 years and never checked her lithium level, and she almost died of a heart attack. And so I asked her doctor, I said, have you ever checked any of these people for things like gluten intolerance? So she had joint replacement. Several joints had deteriorated like overnight within about 5 years. And I said, have you ever checked these people for things like that? And they goes, "Well," this one woman says, what do I look like, a gastroenterologist? As you can get, if you're a gluten intolerant, there's another thing called bread madness. But if you get all those symptoms like that, where your gut's inflamed and it's called the wheat belly. But it's also, they're just using this glyphosate on about everything as a drying agent. They spray it on the peas and the wheat, and it makes the harvest process easier. So, I mean, it's obvious that we're just being treated as resources to be mined. Profit.
Yeah, very, very much so. We live in a very toxic environment. The government allows it because it's, you know, it stimulates the economy and it makes money. Anyway, listen, Mike, I understand your frustration with the medical establishment. Claire has been waiting for 2 days for a renewal
for
a prescription for her pain medication for her back because she's run out. And can't get a response from Straub. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it took us 3 months to get her in there in the first place after she fractured her back. So medical care in this country, it's another racket. It's another racket. Okay, Mike, thanks an awful lot. Thanks. We're going to let you go. And I got an email chastising me, first of all, for saying that the shooting was fake. I didn't say that. I said it was set up, was staged, and then going off about the SSRIs. But if you look at this context of these shootings being staged, whoever is recruiting and grooming the patsies would be looking for kids who are on these medications, because it is known that one of the symptoms of prescription antidepressants is poor impulse control. They can be talked into doing things far more easily than people who are not on these medications. So they kind of dovetail together. Okay, over in Ohio, GOP State Representative Candace Keller is being called on to resign because she came on out and said that the mass shootings could be blamed on gay marriage, open borders, transgenderism, the drag queen advocates. Now, the comments had a context, which I'll explain when we come on back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And once again, Republic Broadcasting is standing here with their hand out and asking for your assistance to stay on the air, to keep on doing the good work that we are doing here, to try and keep you fully informed in an age where you are basically surrounded by a real world matrix of lies. And so if you can help, and by the way, a heartfelt thank you to everybody who has donated, but if you'd like to help, and we do need your help, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. Okay, so we're talking about over at Ohio, GOP State Representative Candace Keller. She is being called on to resign because she was quoted in the media as saying that you could blame the mass shootings on gay marriage, open borders, transgenders, drag queen advocates, and so forth. But she's being quoted a little bit out of context, because she made the comment in response to all of these attempts to say that the shootings were the fault of Donald Trump and his supporters. And she was saying, that's silly. You know, it doesn't really make any sense. You could just as easily say that the mass shootings were because of gay marriage and transgenders and drag queen advocates and other things that are eroding our core moral values. And that was the context of the comment. But as usual, the media distorted it, and she is now in trouble. Okay, so let's go to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think some of these representatives need to keep their mouths shut because they know the media is going to spin anything they say, you know, into the narrative that the media or the Democrats want.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why these people got to either speak out or Twitter. Just keep your mouth shut. Loose lips sink ships. I don't understand. And Mike, you intrigue me.
Well, you see, well, hold it.
Okay, okay.
I mean,
okay.
You're basically telling them to surrender their right to freedom of speech.
Not
and
that,
I would say that probably
what
you need to do is be very careful how you say what you're going to say and say it in a way that makes it very, very difficult for it to be misinterpreted or spun.
Right on, Mike. Don't these people have, like, coaches? They have, like, multiple people that are their secretary. You would think they have, because they read off scripts, a lot of them, but they some of them just go off the cuff. Kind of like what Trump does sometimes. He goes
yes.
off the script. But, like, yeah, you're right. It's like, it's a freedom of speech issue where they have the right to say, but they have to think about what they say before they say it, to like you said, so the media doesn't spin it into their narrative. You know?
Yes.
So it's a really fine line, you know, that they got to walk. But that's, isn't that why they're, like, are supposed to be our leaders? In theory?
In
know?
Theory.
All right, Mike, you intrigued me. You said, what was the drive time of the Ohio shooter? I know
9 hours.
Sister, he shot.
According to this email I got, it's 9 hours. And he passed like a dozen Walmarts on the way. And so
now
it's
the,
one
now
of
the
many.
The Ohio one, Mike.
Oh, the Ohio one? I don't know the drive time for the Ohio guy.
Isn't that odd, though? Like, if anybody thinks, who drives 9 hours when there's multiple Walmarts in every town in America, basically?
Yes.
So that's just an odd thing to do. And, like, antidepressants, like you said, isn't there, like, an impulse to do something? Why would you drive 9 hours? You know, I mean, after, the sixth hour, you think you would calm down if you're angry. So it's just, it's bizarre.
It's one of the many aspects of this situation which makes it look like this was some kind of a setup, that he was told to drive to that specific Walmart and to be there at a specific time.
Yeah, what's so special about El Paso
may have just been a Walmart that they had a more secure control over, where the management, the manager is like former FBI or something like that.
And Mike, before I just wanted to mention, you'll probably talk about this, about Trump going along with that Navarro guy and not listening to the rest of his advisors, like Larry Kudlow. I don't like any of them, but so he followed Navarro, which is like a very anti-Chinese person.
Yeah.
Kind of like Steve Bannon is, you know? So it's got that mindset. You'll probably talk about that later. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open here. And Joe Biden, on CNN's Anderson Cooper, said that gun owners who are worried he's coming for their firearms are right to have that fear. So he's basically saying if he becomes president, he's going to come after the guns. Take note. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the squad has gone on a Twitter rampage. They're demanding Congress be called back from recess, specifically to gut the Second Amendment. Now, this illustrates the fact that a lot of our freshman members of Congress don't really understand how our system works. Congress cannot gut the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment is an amendment, and the only way to get rid of it is with a new amendment. So Congress could pass a bill that says the Second Amendment of the Constitution is hereby repealed, would go to the president for the signature. Then it would have to be ratified by three-quarters of the states, and you're never, ever going to get that. So, in the category of convenient timing, apparently the Supreme Court docket has a lot of gun cases coming up right now. And there's a dispute over New York City's gun transportation regulations, challenges to permitting laws in Massachusetts and New Jersey, and a lawsuit victims of the Sandy Hook massacre brought against gun manufacturer Remington Arms. All right, we're going to take some phone calls now, starting with Gregory. Aloha, Gregory. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and everybody out there in RBN land. I love listening to you guys. Don't talk much. It's just a pleasure listening to y'all, but I have a couple of pet peeves I'd like to get off my chest today.
Okay.
It's primarily concerning the time and currency and political man-made conundrums that we find ourselves having to conform to, thanks to guys like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all those megalomaniacs that have put upon us the screws, really.
Yes.
You look at the medical industrial complex, I like to term that as the Devil Bill Rockefeller, a.k.a. Livingston Industrial Complex, that has nothing to do with curing people and everything to do with making a profit. Time and money conundrum. They call it money, yep. But we know it's not money, because real money, if you've ever read James Ewart's book on money, he did the whole etymology of the word, and it means precious metals coined at a mint. We don't have those things, even though the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, and Article 1, Section 11 clearly state what shall be used for the currency that we currently find ourselves in.
Yes.
And then when you have those pontificating morons like Mayor Amschel Bauer, who changed the name to Rothschild, who said, I don't care what type of government you have as long as I can create the currency. I mean, that should tell you right then and there. And when his old lady said, you know, if my boys did not want war, there would be no war. I mean, that should tell you, it's right in a nutshell. I mean, it's right in your face, too. And that's what's so aggravating is they come out with this stuff right in your face, rub your nose in it, and we're all supposed to accept it and say, oh, a happy day. Come on, give it to me some more. And that's what people are doing all around me. It drives me bloody well bonkers, let me tell you. But that's all I got to say about that. So if what I try to call a currency that we're currently coerced into being manipulated in is Rothschild slave tokens.
Yes.
And then when discussing the medical industrial complex, it's the Rockefeller, man. I mean, Devil Bill was a snake oil salesman, for crying out loud. And then his son, you know, John D. or whoever the hell it was, took over the oil industry. And ergo, you get a bunch of, you know, petroleum products in your belly, and that's supposed to be really good. You know, food is medicine, for crying out loud. It's
yes.
Not this, and that's another thing. When you call something food that's not food, that's not telling the truth. Because anything that's processed is not food. It's processed man-made crap or poopy. Yeah, I would like to.
Well, you can understand right now there's a major problem with food supply on the planet. We've toxified the Pacific Ocean from Fukushima. We've toxified the Gulf of Mexico from Deepwater Horizon. The Great Plains breadbasket is way, way under its normal rate of production because of the Midwest flooding, because of the neglect of the infrastructure. Similar problems all around the world. You've got the flu decimating the pigs over in China. Right now, there isn't enough safe, healthy food to feed the human race, and that's why governments around the world are basically allowing food corporations to use more and more fillers and more additives and anything to sort of plump it up, so it makes you feel like you're being fed even though you aren't really.
Exactly. That's the modus operandi. It's reminiscent of who was it that played Roddy Rod Piper in They Live. It's like they are actually trying to toxify this planet to make it more habitable for I don't know who. It behooves me. I know that there's other creatures out there other than ourselves that tend to be doing things that are against life. It would be
I don't think they're intentionally toxifying the planet. I think they just don't care. You know, it's cheaper to make what they're making and let the sludge just flow out the back of the building than try and do something about it. And in the good old days, the government would come along and say, you can't let that sludge just sit there in that wetland. But these days, you know, the government's too busy dropping white hot flaming death on other countries to be bothered with cleaning up our environment.
Boy, that sure is a fact. And in fact, if those morons would spend a quarter of their stupid ass military Rothschild military industrial complex on fighting fires, we could have some really cool, you know, different types of methods of putting these stupid things out around here. And that's what they got everybody just pumped up upon, especially out here where I'm at. You know, fire everywhere, you know, you get it clear. First it was 30 feet, then they changed it to 50 feet, now it's 100 feet, and hell, they want to make a bloody place a desert, and it just, it just behooves me, I tell you. It's just totally behooving. It's beyond.
Well, I hear your frustration. I hear your frustration. Anyway, Gregory, thank you for the phone call. I'm going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, to me, there's a simple way to check and see if these shootings are authentic or made up, and it's through the investigation. First of all, the investigation, who's doing it? And is there any resistance to an investigation? If there's a resistance in the beginning, case closed, it's over. It's phony. And the FBI has lost its credibility.
Just yes.
If you go back and look at the 9/11, the assassinations, Kennedy and Martin Luther King, they got a history of covering things up.
Yes.
And so they lost their credibility. So don't expect anything from them. And so I don't know what the answer is, because the government's going to resist any authentic investigation. They're not going to let anybody come in they can't control. So I'm not sure there's any way to really get a good investigation. But if it looks like a cover-up, it's a false flag, period.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it does look like, you know, they set this kid up to be a patsy. Again, there were witnesses inside the Walmart who said there were multiple shooters. And somebody wrote in an article a very good question. You know, all of these places, which are gun-free zones, they all have high-quality surveillance cameras all over the place, and yet we never see a video of the shooter actually coming into the venue. And the videos that we do get, and El Paso's the same, they're always grainy and distorted, which to me is a dead giveaway that they're trying to make sure we can't see something clearly in the video.
In most cases, you don't even see the video. Like around the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., they collected a ball, and
yep.
They keep them. They won't give them back. And if there's one that's maybe builds their case, they might let a little bit of that out. So it's anytime they do that, it's done. It's over. It's not legitimate. You know, you don't have to go any further. Just look at the investigation. And
yeah, I agree.
I don't know. That's you know, what do you do about something like that? Because the government controls all that, and they, you know, we got this the architects and engineers and the firemen. You know, they might get another something opened up on 9/11, but. I hope it's not just like the Kennedy one they opened up in, I think it was the Senate. And
yeah.
The conclusion was, okay, there was another shooter. So what? We're not going to do anything about it. Case closed. The investigation's over. In your head, your two investigations is done. You know? So
yep.
I hope it's not going to turn out to be something like that. You know, there's an outcry for that Kennedy.
Hello? I think. Terry, are you there? I guess we lost Terry. All right. Well, you know, there is right now on the cable channels, you might have to look for it. Tom Stalkup succeeded in putting together a documentary about TWA 800, and it consists mostly of interviews with eyewitnesses and interviews with some of the very obvious participants in the cover-up. And it is fascinating to watch to see how they maintained that cover-up and tried to deal with all the emerging contrary information. So if you get a chance, you should watch that. I've got it on the DVR, and you know, Claire was poking fun at me the other day because I was watching it more than once. All right, let's go to another phone call here. James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I want to talk about the shooting, but first, just a couple other things that you talked about. First, about the squad taking the guns away. I wouldn't worry about the squad too much. It seems like they're going down from their own party with AOC and her campaign finance shenanigans.
Yes.
Omar marrying her brother and Tlaib lying about the district in which she came from. So it seems like they're all going down, and it's probably because they insulted Pelosi, in my opinion, but that's just supposition on my part. Number two, I'm sorry about Claire can't get her prescription in 2 days already. I'm retired now, and I knock on wood, I'm in Japan, and my insurance costs me $1,000 a year with no deductible for full medical and full dental. And I feel very sorry for Claire and other people in America who have to.
Well, this is just simple incompetence. I mean, she called yesterday. She had to sit on hold for half an hour, and she left a message for her primary care physician saying that she had run out of this pain medication, and she hasn't heard back. And it's like the attitude is, you know, if we can't make money off of you today, we're not really all that interested. And one of the advantages we're going to have moving to Indiana, we're going to have family around us, two of whom are medical professionals. So, you know, we're going to get timely care for Claire.
Yeah, it's very hard to explain. I think it's like you're absolutely correct. It's not even just the health care. It's just in Japan, things are just run more efficiently. As well,
yes.
Besides, you know, the offering of the health care and things just get done really fast from a supermarket to a bank to a motor vehicle department to anywhere you go, and you're absolutely correct about that. Also,
well, the Japanese culturally pride themselves on efficiency.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you had a great caller who called in about carbs and. My mother actually went out and worked for decades for Dr. Atkins, who was one of the famous people who advised people to stay away from carbs. And the guy was such a close friend of my family. He helped me even go to college, and I was working for him. And I've seen so many cases of people who just eliminated carbs totally, were able to change their lives in a positive way. And also, Dustin's absolutely wrong. Trump is absolutely correct, and other people just to respond any way they want to what these crazy Dems are saying. It's one of the reasons why Trump has been so successful by going on Twitter, and even when he's off the cuff. I mean, even when Obama just came out and was talking about these shootings and saying, you know, Trump is inspiring these shootings, and Trump just says, hey, during your reign, there were 30 mass shootings, and there were also mass shootings even before you.
Yes.
And it's thanks to something like Twitter that Trump is able to get his messages out. I mean, he recently tried, the New York Times just came out with a message that said Trump, you know, made a speech about getting rid of racism, and he's all for unity. And the Democrats complained, and the New York Times took that front page article off their front page.
We seem to be living in an age of, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and nobody seems to have the guts to stand their ground on anything anymore.
Well, Trump does, you know, like good or bad, at least he does. Anyway, my main thing was just a quick point about the shooting. I read recently, yesterday, in an article that William Barr, the Attorney General, he said that the odds of a shooting in El Paso and Daytona, where two of the Democratic candidates are from, is 2.5 billion to one. So that's just something that kind of has to make you think. And that's all.
Well, it's Dayton, not Daytona. And,
Dayton.
But, again, it just feels like this is, you know, another Sandy Hook or another Boston Marathon, that it's a manufactured event to steer the American people a certain direction. Okay, James, we got to let you go. We got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the aftermath of the shootings. We're talking about the rise of the gun grabbers, and they're just foaming at the mouth. They can almost feel how close they are to succeeding in disarming all of, apparently, white Americans. That's the target. White supremacists. We have to disarm white America, which, again, doesn't make any sense, because if you look at all of the mass shootings in this year, most of them were committed by non-white perpetrators here. And banning the guns, how's that going to help? Almost all of the guns used in the fatal shootings in Baltimore and Chicago were illegal to begin with. But that's not going to stop Kamala Harris. She's willing to send cops door to door to confiscate firearms from white Americans. Okay. Now, Mitch McConnell is willing to consider bipartisan gun violence solutions, but he has made it clear he is opposed to gun control policies that infringe on Americans' constitutional rights. So at least as of this point, Mitch McConnell is standing firm on that Second Amendment. Trey Gowdy is out there saying that lawmakers should only consider laws that draw a causal scientific link to preventing mass shootings. And he's out there saying, you know, don't enact knee-jerk reaction gun control legislation in response to these shootings here. Now, for a moment, as a thought experiment, let's assume that all of these shootings that we have been seeing, Sandy Hook, Columbine, Dayton, El Paso, were the real deal. These people were on antidepressant medications. They flipped out, and they went on a shooting spree, okay? All of the gun control laws that have already been passed didn't work, did they? The gun-free zones don't work. All these laws are doing, they're disarming the law-abiding Americans. And like I said, just because some drunk driver, plows through a crosswalk and kills a bunch of people doesn't justify taking cars away from the rest of us. Now, I got an email from somebody saying, well, cars are useful and guns are not. Well, that's obviously from somebody who doesn't know anything about guns. Guns are very useful. Especially if somebody's breaking into your house or you've got critters in your farm fields. Guns are very useful. But let's take another example. Baseball. A lot of people get killed with baseball bats. Now, baseball's completely useless, serves absolutely no purpose whatsoever. So if a couple of crazies beat somebody to death with a baseball bat, time to ban baseball. Get those bats out of the hands of people. You can see how ridiculous this whole idea of banning guns for everybody because of the actions of a few criminals really is. There's an agenda here. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.